Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Naman with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello, I'm Luke Delaney. Over the next 50 weeks, we'll be focusing on a different climate change topic as part of the new Ours to Protect project. We'll delve into many climate issues affecting our everyday lives, and as part of today's first episode, we'll be focusing on greenwashing and aviation.
There's different types of greenwashing because it has become very sophisticated, so companies have been getting very smart on how to deflect the blame from them. So while usually when you think about greenwashing, you think about straight-up lies and bold claims that just have no substance, but it's more nuanced than that. So this green shifting is one of them, where instead of accepting the responsibility for your own actions, you shift blame onto someone else.
That's the voice of Dr. Fabiola Schneider, an assistant professor and member of the DCU Centre for Climate and Society. Over the past few years, a number of airlines have introduced an option for flyers that offsets their carbon emissions at an extra cost after booking flights. Many people feel that this is greenwashing from the airlines to make the consumer feel as if it's on them to reduce their carbon footprint. But some experts, like Dr. Schneider, have slammed the initiative that was introduced.
The voluntary offsetting market, that's what this little box that there is, offers you, is really far from perfect. And the effect on the planet is very limited, if not to say non-existent at all, depending on the project. There's no transparency where exactly your money goes, so the 150 you're paying for your flight, honestly, if you're looking at it from a logical point of view, can that be enough 150 to offset our flight? Probably not, then we wouldn't face all the problems we have.
Dr. Fabiola Schneider's views are shared by some students across Dublin who believe that the cost of offsetting carbon emissions should be paid by the airlines themselves or their government.
Like, flights are expensive enough, Jesus. I wouldn't even like select my seat because that's €8 extra. I wouldn't put money for carbon emissions. They could do that themselves, like if they want it done, not be asking us to be paying for it, like college students. Yeah, should, why don't they throw €2 for every person instead of asking us to do it? Like, they've got a load of money compared to us.
They don't have the money for it, like.
Or the onus isn't really on them as well. Like, there should be government policies, I think. Like, we are capitalists. Like, it's not as if the whole onus is on companies to do stuff like that. That there should be the policies put in place by the government to make that, even that a company has to invest something like that, because no company's going to willingly give away millions of euro a year. Like, it's just unrealistic to expect that as well.
Over 16 million people departed Ireland by air in 2022. That number is expected to increase, with the Central Statistics Office showing a huge rise in the amount of people jetting off from the country in the first quarter of the year. With more and more people fleeing abroad to holiday after the pandemic, carbon emissions continue to rise and sustainable travel and tourism alongside the climate continues to suffer. Ireland's lead commentator on travel, Owen Corry, spoke about the need for change in the Irish aviation sector and called for a change in how they approach the offsetting of carbon emissions.
Chasing down consumers for the donations or an offset donation, it's already been tried. And it's on a matter of taking about degrees. It's not that it's a task that isn't without its merits. But the real game in aviation particularly, because aviation is where the emissions debate is going to always end up, is that the aircraft manufacturers and the airlines reduce their emissions. Loads of ways of doing that simply that are not being implemented at the moment.
Professor John Sweeney from Maynooth University has specialised in climate change for over four decades, and he spoke about how the options for more sustainable travel are still a number of years away.
It remains to be seen how we can solve that problem, because the ability to replace liquid fossil fuels for aircraft is limited. And there are technological developments in terms of electric airplanes, which are beginning to emerge now with improved battery technology and so on. And I think it will be some decades yet before we can get the kind of airliner type of electric airplane that we really need to replace aviation fuel. So that's going to be perhaps the most intransigent part of the emission story as we move towards net zero by 2050.
With flyers and airlines often scrutinised for their impact on the environment, without additional options available, carbon emissions will likely remain high. For those interested in sustainable travel and other tourism options around Ireland, Volch Ireland have focused on increasing the sustainability of a number of businesses, hotels and attractions across the country. If you're looking for more information on some of these issues or the campaign itself, head over to the Ours to Protect website.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.